Mason Wynn and Brendan Donovan each homered to help the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cincinnati Reds 6-1 on Thursday. Cardinals are at Toronto tonight. No starter has been announced for that game. Kansas City Royals had a day off on Thursday. They'll go to Pittsburgh tonight to play the Pirates. No starter has been announced for Kansas City in that game. High school football tonight. West Plains Zizzers coming off a big win last week and look to make it two in a row tonight. Rick Harris talked to Zizzer head coach Joel Wyatt.
The West Plains Zizzers travel to Springfield Hillcrest to take on the Hornets tonight. And we asked Coach Wyatt, what can we expect out of that Hornets defense?
And they're better defensively. They've changed schemes from last year, but they're more sound. They're doing a little bit more on the back end in their coverage. And so not even the same team as they were last year.
It's the West Plains Zizzers and the Springfield Hillcrest Hornets from Hillcrest High School in Springfield tonight. You can catch the pregame around 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock on 100.9 The Train.
Kickoff is at 7 o'clock tonight on 100.9 The Train. Other games around the area tonight, Willow Springs will be at Cabool, Mountain Grove's at Ava, Houston at Salem, Missouri, Highland plays host to Riverview, Salem, Arkansas's at Newport, Izard County's at Quitman, Pocahontas will host Brooklyn, Melbourne's at Cave City, Hoxie's at Paragould, Walnut Ridge at Earl, and Batesville at Southside. In high school football on Saturday, the Thayer Bobcats travel to Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty to play the Eagles. We talked to Coach Briar Hancock about the Eagles.
And they're a well-coached ball club, and they have athletes all over the field, just like what they've had the past 4 or 5 years. We really have to hone in on defense, force them to get out of their comfort zone a little bit on offense, because they want to score and they want to score a lot. So that's big for us this week. And then offensively, the game plan offensively really hasn't changed. It's just being efficient in the run game, live for those third and shorts and convert those. And that's a big deal for us. And these guys understand that, what it's going to take this week. And it's going to take more than what we saw the first week 1 and week 2, to play a team of this caliber in SCA play. Not so much even talking about rivalry, but just the intensity of how an SCA game goes, we have to play to that standard.
Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock on K-Country 95. College football on Saturday at 11 o'clock, the Arkansas State Red Wolves will travel to Ann Arbor, Michigan to take on the 16th-ranked Michigan Wolverines. At 11:45, number 6, Missouri plays host to number 24, Boston College. At 3:15, the Arkansas Razorbacks host Alabama Birmingham. And then 8 o'clock tomorrow night, the Missouri State Bears will host Lindenwood. High school volleyball on Thursday, their Lady Bobcats get a straight set win over Donovan 3-0. It was Willow Springs over Summersville 3-0, Salem, Arkansas over Melbourne 3-0, and Cave City lost to Yellville 3-1. Today, Thayer will play Dexter and Saxony Lutheran in the Dig for Life tournament in Cape Girardeau. Winona plays Notre Dame and Valley Catholic in that Dig for Life tournament at Cape Girardeau. Other games today, Dora's at Bakersfield, Ellington is at Bernie. High school baseball yesterday, Alton Comets with a big win over Koshkonong and a shutout 13-0. Winona slipped by Bunker 8-7. It was Donovan over Lesterville 14-12, and Van Buren beat Norwood in a close one 4-3. There are games scheduled for today, weather permitting. Gainesville will play host to Lighthouse Christian. It is Licking at Iberia and Dora at Summersville. High school boys soccer today on the schedule, again weather permitting. West Plains is at Camdenton. The Buffalo Bills improved to 2-0 on the season last night with a dominant win over the Miami Dolphins, 31-10. Kansas City Chiefs return to action on Sunday as they play host to the Cincinnati Bengals. Kickoff is set for 3:25, pregame at 2 o'clock on your home for Chiefs football, K-Country 95. And be sure and check out this week's edition of Defending the Kingdom at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. I'm Mark Robertson with your sports here at the Ecom News Network.